Burroughs began Junk in early 1950, and Ace Books published it as Junkie on April 15, 1953. But what happened to his manuscript, both in between and since then, reveals a good deal about his early career that significantly changes the established understanding of how Burroughs began as a writer. Since this is a fascinating and complex episode in a much larger history that I have related elsewhere, I will focus here on the most immediate issue, namely, how piecing together this story makes visible for the first time the true editing and publishing history of Burroughs' first novel, up to and including this present edition. The history of Burroughs' manuscript can be divided in three parts. By the end of 1950, he had completed a 150-page draft, typed up for him by Alice Jeffries, the wife of a friend in the expatriate community of Mexico City. The manuscript he mailed Lucien Carr that December, Ginsberg's role as amateur literary agent came later, was organized into 29 chapters, numbered up to 30, but, mysteriously, there was no chapter 8, and ended at the point when Lee first meets old Ike in his lawyer's office, pages 95 to 96. Burroughs scholars have long assumed this original manuscript was lost. In fact, with a few pages missing, it's the one preserved at Columbia University. Burroughs revised quite a few details during 1951 and 1952, but he never replaced this manuscript as such. Then, starting in March 1951, he wrote and inserted a few short expansions, began what he called the Mexican section, and in April decided to make one significant cut, removal of chapter 28, a long digression that applied the theories of Wilhelm Reich to addiction. The next phase began in early 1952, when Burroughs wrote more short inserts, and in March made a second significant cut, removal of chapter 27, a long detour into the economics of the Rio Grande Valley. "The idea," he told Ginsberg, "is cut down to straight narrative."